The fruit is expanding, so it's heavy. So there is a lot of, plenty of chance really for the fruit drop. And trees can be very devastated as well. The rain flooding can be a long-term effect on citrus trees as well. So the wind and the rain will be very devastating really to citrus growers.
And Zachary says while growers are doing what they can, it's still wait and see.
For the time being, it's really wait and see. But then they have really to drain all the excess water in their groves to be ready for the rainfall, which will be happening. And they have to follow the recommendations really pre-hurricane and post-hurricane.
More information about hurricane preparedness for citrus growers can be found at citrusindustry.net. But of course, Governor Rick Scott has placed all of Florida under a state of emergency, and Commissioner of Agriculture Adam Putnam is urging Floridians to prepare for Hurricane Irma now. For regular updates, they invite you to visit floridadisaster.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.